Okay, thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to thank you all to join this third quarter of 2023 results. Thanks for that. So we'll go through some of the highlights and then we'll have a Q&A session. During the first 9 months of 2023, we saw that Ferroporte actually loaded a little bit more than 17 million tons of iron ore, which represents an increase of 14.2% if compared to the 15.1 million tons loaded in the same period of 2022. Ferroporte gross revenues from iron ore handling take-or-pay increased 1.3% when compared to the first 9 months of 2022. This is due to the positive adjustment of the basic annual tariff of the take-or-pay from handling the iron ore. If we compare the third quarter only, there was a decrease of 3.9% when compared to the same period of 2022, due to lower FX rate on the conversion to BRL from the amounts coming from the USD basic tariff. Revenues from the oil vessels in the third quarter of 2023 presented an increase of 25.5%, with a total amount of BRL 13.45 million versus BRL 10.72 million in the same period of 2022, due to higher number of vessels and a decrease in the tariff discounts. Ferroport adjusted EBITDA in the third quarter of 2023 was 194 million BRL, with a margin of 77.5% on the adjusted EBITDA from the third quarter 2022 to the third quarter of 2023. We can see that those amounts, they vary from roughly BRL 194 to a little bit more than BRL 223 million on this range. And its respective margins are varying from roughly 77.5% to a little bit more than 81% on the top range. Talking a little bit about some of the highlights on the financials. First, we'll start on the Ferroport financial results on the third quarter. We could see that total revenues, they actually decreased due to this FX rate on the conversion on the take-or-pay amounts, and they actually offset the increase on the T-oil vessels tariffs increase when we compare on the total amounts on the first 9 months of 2023 compared to the same period in 2022. On the EBITDA, if you compare the first 9 months on the 2 years, we have an increase of more than 10% over the same period. On the cash flow, some of the highlights important to bring today are actually the cash flow from the operating activities that increased 4% on the period, and we faced an increase in terms of the CapEx in the quarter of 9% when we compare the third quarter of 2023 to the third quarter in 2022. On Prumopar, just the highlights on the income statement. When we look to the Q3 2023, that we have reported a net profit, actually a net loss of 23.2 million. And we could see that that was varying from roughly 16 on the same period of the last year. So this is the highlights that I would like to bring to this call. In terms of the financial statements, one statement that I think it's important to share with you It's about the payments that we have been doing so far, and following exactly the curve of the target amounts. If you remember, and the ones that we had a chance to discuss over actually the issuance back in 2019, we had two curves when we issued these notes. One curve was the target, which was the one we're following so far, and we had a legal amortization curve, which had a longer curve in terms of repayments, that if we follow only that one since the beginning, we would reach the total tenor in 2031, with still roughly 55% of the principal to be amortized still at that time. And as I said, as we're following the target amortization, we have been actually advancing the minimum payments for the notes as per these payments over the targets instead of the legal. But on this specific payment, on this November, we will not be able to actually fulfill the target amount, but we will be paying a lesser amount than the target amount, which at the end of the day, there's no impact on the notes as we are over the legal and we are ahead of the legal payments so far, as I said, because we're paying over the curve of the targets instead of following the legal. But this is something that we think it's important to share with you, that we'll have payment that will be smaller than the target amount on this December. So those are the main topics that we would like to share with you guys, and we could go to the Q&A session if we have any questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by one on your touch tone phone. Now, if at any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, please press star then two. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Thomas Lemons with Barings. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, can you hear me?
Yes, Thomas, please go ahead.
Hi Eugenio. Hi. Yes. Hi. Hope you're all right. First thing, I was checking on the website. I cannot find the third quarter results. I'm sorry if I joined late. Maybe you already touched on this, but are they gonna be uploaded soon? Or
No, we actually, so Thomas, thanks for the point, and thanks for asking. We're all good down here. We actually uploaded yesterday the financials, so it's there. Maybe there's something that you'd like to recheck.
Okay. I'm just checking as we speak. So my first question is regarding the difference between what was supposed to be the target payment and what you're gonna or what you did in November. Can you tell me kind of what's the difference?
Okay, so if we would be following exactly the targets, the expected amount for the principal repayment was $21.1 million. So we're fulfilling all the interest payments, but on the principal, instead of paying that 21.1 million, our expectation is to be near to 10, which is 9.9 something million USD. That's the expected amount on the principal for this December payment.
Okay, great. And the other question, I was reading on what you call Vast, and it seems that they paid some they settled some disputes with Ferroport regarding some damage of one vessel to the infrastructure. Can you confirm if you received that payment and what's going to be the use of proceeds?
Yes, we did. If you recall, there was an incident with a vessel that was working for VAST that touched one of the pillars of the bridge, kind of 15 to 18 months ago, actually. And the responsibility of actually paying that amount was from that, let's say, third party that was rendering that service to VAST. And as the discussion with the insurance and that third party was still going on, VAST anticipated the amount to Ferroport. And VAST actually received afterwards the amount from that third party to fulfill that fixing cost, let's say. And the amounts were paid from VAST to Ferroport, as you said. And it's being used on the same rule of all the other revenues, let's say, that Ferroport receives, which are the take or pay tariff and the T-oil tariffs that from the vessels that are coming in to repay the day-to-day operations, and with the calculation of the minimum amount, everything that's surpassing that minimum amount at Ferroport cash position, it's being distributed as dividends to both shareholders, which means us and Anglo American. So it's following the same path, and it's already embedded in there.
And how large was this amount, and when did you receive it?
It was in BRL amounts around 20 million. So if you convert that to US dollars, we're talking roughly about four point something million USD. It's not that big.
Okay, I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Thomas.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touch-tone phone. Please wait while we hold for questions. Our next question comes from Victor Rupolo with Ibiúna Investimentos. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just wanted to also say the same thing that the previous analyst asked. The third quarter is not on the website, so if you guys could please check on that. I also couldn't find it. Thanks.
Yeah, so sorry about that. Maybe there's something happening. We actually uploaded yesterday. We'll double check here if there's something wrong with that. But if you could please recheck a little bit after this call, we'll double check and make it again just to make sure that it's working.
Thank you.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Matthias Weisnack with Fundamenta. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm sorry if you mentioned this before, but I connected to it a little bit late. What is the amortization that you're expecting for this fourth quarter in terms of legal plus the cash sweep?
Okay, Matthias, actually we did Thomas requested the same asked the same question, but there's no problem kicking it over again. So if we are looking to what would be the amount on the target curve, we would have a principal amortization of 21.1 million USD, and what we're going to pay is roughly 10 million US dollars. On the principal, which is of course between the legal and the target, but it's not the full amount of the target for this next payment in December.
Okay. How much is the legal amortization that you had? Can you break down break down those 10 million between legal and cash sweep?
Yeah, so the concept you have to look since we started the repayments of this in the beginning of the repayments. And as we are advancing ahead of the legal since the beginning, actually, there's no mandatory payment on the legal curve for this. So it would be zero, actually, our mandatory payment for the legal amortization on this December amortization. The numbers that the figures I was saying are actually comparing the amount that we're going to pay, which is roughly 10, compared to what would be the full target, which is 21.1. So we're roughly on halfway on that total amount. But to be clear, the minimum legal amount for this December repayment would be actually zero because we have been, let's say, creating this cushion by paying the target amortization since the beginning. So we are ahead of the legal curve. So the mandatory payment on the legal curve for this repayment specifically would be zero because we already make it and made it as per paying the target since the beginning.
Understood. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one. Please hold while we poll for questions. Our next question is a follow-up question from Thomas Lemos with Barings. Please go ahead.
Hi, Eugene again. So, given that I cannot see the results, and I'm sorry for dialing in slightly later, but just kind of triple check that the quarter, other than this kind of lower payments versus the target, is there anything else worth highlighting that happened during the quarter, maybe regarding volumes or any other topic? Thanks.
Oh, okay, Thomas. I covered a little bit in terms of volumes in the beginning. So again, I'm sorry if there's no you're not being able, and I could hear that some of the other investors are having the same problem. We'll double check this, but it's there since yesterday, as I said. When we look to the volumes on the third quarter, we are actually roughly in line with what was handled in the last quarter, on the third quarter, sorry, of 2022. So it's a deviation of a little bit more than 2% with 6 million roughly tons being handled on the quarter. So there's not that much difference, and that's the total amount when we compare the total amount handled on the first 9 months of 2023. They totaled 17.3 million tons, and comparing that to the same period of 2022, it's an increase of 14%, and the amount in 2022 was roughly 15.2 million tons being handled at Ferroport. So that's the comments on the volumes. When we look to the whole and total EBITDA, for instance, on the 9 months of 2023 compared to the 9 months of 2022, we're looking in BRL terms on a 10% increase of 618 roughly for the 2023 figures compared to 561.5 million BRL on the 9 months of 2022. So the margins, when we compare the full 9 months of 2023 to 2022, we could see a total margin of EBITDA of roughly 79% in 2023 and 75% in 2022. So there's no let's say difference in decreases when we look to the full year on those metrics that I just described.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, and again, I'm sorry, we'll double check that report at the website. And if you still have any problems, please email us. We can send the PDF through email, but we'll double check that.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star key then one on your touch tone phone. Please hold while we poll for questions. We have no further questions at this time, so this concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugênio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you, Caio, and I would like to again thank you all for joining our third quarter earnings calls for Prumo Par. Again, if you still have any problems on finding the materials on the website, please email us. We'll double check that and make sure that there's no problems with that. And we will come back around by March next year with the full results of the 2023 year for Prumo Participações. Thank you very much.
That does conclude Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A. financial results for the third quarter of 2023 audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day and thank you for using Chorus Call.